Time now for our community connection. And yet again, I've got Rebecca Young, our county administrator, in here for another update. Haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Murphy?
I'm doing great. Thanks. What are we talking about today?
We had a couple of meetings this week. We had our normal regular board meeting yesterday on June 17th. But the night before, we actually had County Board of Appeal and Equalization. So this happens once a year in June. And we have our county assessor in front of the board that he's presenting property value trends and what's happening in the county. If somebody's contesting their value and they've gone to the local board and then are putting that appeal in front of the county board, we would see them too. But we hadn't had anybody in front of the board for years. But it's still a really good presentation. It talks about what our trends are and what our breakdown is for taxable market value on the township level, the city level, and then the county level. As we know, and folks can probably relate to this, as we've seen property values increase across all classes, whether it's land or it's housing, and we've seen that in the market, right? So when the real estate market goes up and people are purchasing homes, those sales get recorded, and then the assessor looks at those and sees what's happening with trends and then sets property values accordingly. So that was about a 45-minute meeting there on Monday night. And so I always encourage the public to attend those. Those are really interesting to see what's happening from a valuation perspective. And it's a good time to ask questions too and get those answered. Then we rolled right into our regular meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning the next day. And we had a really full meeting. I don't think we adjourned until about 11:30. So that's a little bit non-traditional for us. But we had just some normal business things, paying the bills, authorizing some contracts, introducing new staff. But beyond that, we had quite a few special guests. The first special guest we had was Jessica Kerwin. She's the HRA executive director. And she had a proposal in front of the board for state affordable housing aid dollars that the county was awarded. We've been trying to find a way for a while to get those spent, and Jessica and staff had designed a program to invest in some affordable housing, and the board's really excited about that, to partner with them on that program. So we hold the funds, but they get to develop a program and spend those, and their goal is to get some affordable housing rehabbed and back on the market. So we're thankful for that partnership and are excited to see what their first project's going to be. That was approved yesterday, so that'll roll out this year. We had Josh Humberg from Otter Tail Power talking about the Big Stone South to Alexandria line. So this has been in the news a lot, and folks that are impacted have gotten flyers. They have a really good website that keeps people updated, that folks can go in and do public comment on. So just encouraging folks to stay in the loop. There's two southern routes. One that kind of follows Highway 12 in Swift County, and the other one's closer to the Stevens County line with some jogs into southern Stevens County. And then it kind of comes up by Hancock. Again, the south-north route has two impacts, one that's more heavily impacted in Stevens County. So I think folks want to pay attention to those. If you live along the southern border or the eastern border of Stevens, they're looking at, they have really two routes that they can go to permitting with. And so it could be a pretty wide swing which route's taken. So he had a really good presentation. If you're interested in that, you can watch the board meeting that should be on YouTube today, or you can also go to the Big Stone South to Alexandria website and track that. There's a website just for that project. Let's see here. We talked, we had two public hearings in front of the board. One of them was for County Ditch 1 petition to outlet. There was two different kind of big projects that were being done. And so the board did hold a public hearing, took public comment. Both of those got passed with the petition to outlet into County Ditch 1.